All right, so how to love your enemy. I guess it's video, audio three. How to love your enemy. First of all, you have to realize when you look at your enemy, that could have been you. They just chose a different path, or they had a different calling in their life, or whatever. They made the wrong choices. Sometimes they look like an enemy, but they're not. They're just in that situation, and they're trying to figure out how to get out. But, you know, they might even see you as an enemy. A lot of times people hear something, they think you're the enemy, you know. Whatever it is, you know, every situation can be convoluted, you know. Convoluted situations happen all the time. And so, the secret is knowing that everybody is born in sin, and everybody has an evil heart. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were enemies of God. So everybody was an enemy born in the old Adam. So when you realize that you're looking at another person who's not saved, who's not spirit-filled, who doesn't understand any truth, and they're deceived by the devil, why wouldn't they be an enemy? But they're actually the worst enemy. Their worst enemy is their self. They're an enemy to their own self. And so you shift from enemy to kind of like a pity thing. It's sad. They might even be in a better state than you are physically, financially. Their network. They usually have a big network, you know. Most unsaved people have a big network. They're all working for the same end, the same evil end. And so how do you love your enemy? Is you have to set up boundaries for that enemy. You set the boundaries up, because a lot of times people don't even know they're an enemy. If they're in the flesh mind, they don't even know what the spirit mind is. They only know the flesh mind. And so when you're in the spirit mind, they think you're pretending or faking, or they can only think thoughts from the flesh mind. They can't think thoughts from the spirit mind. Now, if you get a hold of that, so that the devil's like an AI program, and it goes back to Algol or Ghost Algebra. So the devil's an AI program, right? So the devil's trying to get in to steal, kill, and destroy. They're controlled by the devil. They're an AI program. So all they know is steal, kill, and destroy. Vampire. Take. They don't know what it means to give, because the only way you can really give out of your heart is because you know God gave to you, and you have a abundance to give, you know. You have a resource of abundance. And think about how the earth is abundant, but man has created scarcity. So the flesh creature, the enemy, is afraid of the... They're trying to create scarcity so they can be rich, you know. It's a win-lose. Instead of win-win, they're win-lose. Their mindset is... Their mindset is win-lose, instead of win-win. And I just had a thought, you know, because in the stock market, you can do win-win and not just win-lose. You can buy a call and it's a win-win. And you can sell a call and it's a win-win. But if you buy a put or sell a put, it's a win-lose. So this gives me something to think about. You don't want to be in a win-lose situation. You want to be in a win-win situation. But these people, they don't think win-win. They think win-lose. and they also think, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. They would never scratch somebody's back without them thinking, well, they owe me. You owe me. And I haven't been around these people, you know, for a long time, but I remember that. It's like somebody do you a favor and you say, okay, I appreciate it. And a week later, this is a long time. When I was a long time ago, that's a whole different world. A week later, they'd come up and say, well, you owe me a favor. You say, what are you talking about? I did this for you. You got to do this for me. No, there's no obligation there. I don't have to do nothing but believe on Jesus. Then a lot of times they do it to put you under guilt and obligation, guilt, shame, condemnation. That's how the devil does it, to take you down a rabbit hole of debt. If somebody does you a favor, or you do somebody else a favor, don't put them in debt that they got to do you a favor back. You either do it out of your heart or you don't do it. Because when you do somebody a favor and say, you owe me, that's putting them under obligation, under like a guilt trip if they don't help you. Which ain't right. That's like going to church and you missed Sunday night and the preachers and call you, where you at? I'm at home, sleeping. Try to put you under guilt trip because you missed one service. Talk about ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Freedom. So it's better to give and not expect anything in return. Because if you expect something in return, you're putting that other person under bondage and guilt. Wow. Deep. That's some deep stuff right there if you think about it. If somebody does you a favor and you say, I appreciate it, and you go away for a couple weeks and they come back a month or a year later and say, well, I did you a favor, you owe me. You got to do this. No, I don't have to do nothing. But think about it. That person. Think about the character behind that person. A person does you a favor, comes up and says, you got to help me. I did you a favor, you got to do me. Think about that character in that person. They're using, instead of them calling you up saying, hey, are you available to help me? They come at it at a different angle, say, I helped you, you got to help me. Instead of asking, are you available, they're trying to put you back under law because they helped and they want you back under law. Legalism and Babylon and the Jezebel spirit. Control, some kind of control thing. So to love your enemy is to understand that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked, and it could have been you. That person who's your enemy could actually, you might have been that person at one point in your life. You have to look back and think how they think. Maybe you used to be that way. And then it's easy to forgive the stupid stuff that people do against you, you know.